Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Time now for Travel Thursday, a segment written and produced by Nadira Kamarudin.
That is right. Now, the creation of Singapore Rediscovers vouchers, well, they certainly created a buzz, didn't they, in the travel and tourism sector here. But the question is it going to be enough to help the sector and maybe even give it a real boost?
Okay, so, I mean, we did see encouraging reception, but then these vouchers have at the same time generated some cautious optimism among travel agencies because they are uncertain about how much they'll be able to benefit from the scheme. I mean, you look at these agencies, whether they're big or small, right? They might probably be one of the worst hit from COVID-19, especially since organizing tours within and outside of Singapore is their bread and butter.
Yeah, that's right. And with these vouchers, it's all about how people actually choose to use them, right? And you can't dictate that. So many travel agencies have been pivoting. They've been offering local tours to Singaporeans. And some feel that it might not be able to sustain their business in the long run. So what can be done to help the tourism sector, especially when it comes to travel agencies here?
I feel like what can be done is the constant question we are asking.
Yes.
Or what more can be done?
How can I solve this problem?
Well, on the line to chat with us about this is Balaji Narayanan, who is Director, Millennium Tours and Travel. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time. Millennium Tours and Travel, you guys, of course, a tour agency conceived back in 2006 here in Singapore. And your commitment is to provide total tours and travel management package in terms of comprehensive and professionally effective services. But you are at the forefront of COVID-19 world. I mean, just going back the months and even right now, what is the constant question that's been through your head in terms of dealing with this situation?
When COVID started coming in the early part of this year, and from February, it started creating panic within our customers, and they started cancelling all their bookings. And we had bookings all the way till December. Everything started cancelling one after other. And we had to take immediate measures as to first arrange the refunds for the customers. Second is to look after the staff who are affected within the company. And third, when do we restart? So these were the three things that were in our mind. And when we restart, what is going to be the new normal? The four questions were constantly running and still continuously. We are thinking and then we are trying to implement the processes so that we are more prepared as we open up.
Yeah, I wanted, Balaji, to understand a little bit more about how your business works, because, of course, you have Millennium Tours and Travel. Do you then have a number of partners that you outsource to? How does it work? What does your ecosystem look like?
Okay. Principally, we handle incoming services for the customers globally. They book through the travel agents or come directly to us. So we have the hotels, transportation, the attractions, the restaurants, and other services that go through. It's a chain of reaction, and all of them have been affected. As of this moment, there's no activity. And from the 1st of October, we are hopeful that with the vouchers coming in, there'll be few bookings for us for the transportation at least, so that can keep us running.
Balaji, I've got a very sensitive question to ask, and it pains me to have to ask this, but I really want to paint that picture. So you talked about business effectively zero. Is it possible for you to give us a sense of how much losses you've incurred? I mean, can you put a dollar to it or an estimate to it over the past few months?
The losses is close to $1 million, actually.
Oh, that's just heartbreaking.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, I really feel for you and your team. But hopefully these sorts of initiatives that we've seen from the Singapore Tourism Board can help. Obviously, there are concerns around that. You've been interviewed in the Straits Times and you mentioned that your business had been affected in this way and just the way that you've laid out. How do you think that these vouchers are going to help? Can they help?
Yeah, the prime beneficiaries for these vouchers will be the attractions. Okay, a large portion of it will go for the redemption of the attraction. Obviously, people will be concerned when they are traveling in public transport. So we come in the picture in providing transportation for them. We are coming out with the advertisements for them and then using the cheapest means to reach our customers so that we will also benefit a little bit out of it. But largely, it will go only to the attractions and the hotels.
Okay.
I'm very happy at least they are benefited because of this.
Well, I'm trying to, let's see if we can spin this positively and give people something to be excited about. I understand that you have plans to organize tours to Singapore's southern islands and you're hoping to launch it sometime this month. Could you tell us a little bit more about this pivoting effort?
The islands are there in the southern part of Singapore are pretty attractive and they can be as an option for people to go harder than venture. We want more boats to be operated and at a cheaper price. And if these vouchers can also cover those, that will be very helpful and beneficial for us.
Yeah, do you think that there is a local appetite for doing this? I mean, Elliot asked me earlier in the show if I would do it. I'm definitely excited about the idea. What sort of response are you getting? How did you come up with this idea?
No, as of this moment, they have not covered these vouchers to be in cash for the boat trips to the island, you know.
Okay.
They have only used the vouchers for the hotels and the attractions.
So then, I mean, and we've had this conversation before with other guests. One of the constant worry is that people will use these vouchers for staycations because it's just easy. Then, as a tour agency, what do you think you have to do to get these potential guests on board your tours? I mean, people, I believe, you know, it's still affordable, especially since we are saving a little bit from not traveling overseas. What do you think needs to be done?
Okay, first and foremost, the confidence for the people to travel inside the country has to improve. You don't see that many crowds in the public transport asset.
Okay.
That has to come in. And since now, the number of cases are more or less flattened. And the good news has come yesterday that Australia and Vietnam has been opened up. Mm-hmm. And we can start receiving tourists from them from the middle of this month. So it's an encouraging sign and we hope that, you know, more and more countries will be opened up and we can start receiving tourists. As far as these coupons and this domestic tourism is concerned, it's an ongoing process and we will be focusing that as well. Should there be any new cases coming in, and this is going to be our bread and butter for the near future.
I'm curious, actually. So with these, I mean, this opening up that you're talking about with some countries and then encouraging local tourism as well, what sort of challenges do you have as a business in making sure that you safeguard people in this environment, you know, with the pandemic and probably with the very stringent measures around social distancing?
Okay, the stringent measures will make the cost of the operation a challenge. So you cannot price them as competitive what it was earlier. So it will have to be a high-priced one, and we have to educate the people also that, you know, they cannot keep on sitting at home. They need to go out and then spend some time outside. That will also have a health effect to go through.
Yeah.
So for that portion, our government is also doing their bit of it to educate the people, and we are very happy that they are very supportive. But at the end of the day, if nature is like this, what we can do? We have to go through and then be prepared for what we can do best in the worst of the times.
But, you know, people need to go out. They need to go out safely as well. But today can potentially be a day of optimism, Balaji, because I believe early September it was announced that Singapore would allow bigger MICE events. Up to 250 participants can attend. And that's effective from today, the 1st of October. So back in September, when this announcement was made, I mean, how did you guys at Millennium Tours and Travel receive it? I mean, was it good news? Do you guys have a MICE department that you can capitalize on?
Okay, we do have a MICE department to work on this. We are in constant touch with the hotels to give the information on the spaces, the prices, etc. to go through.
Mm-hmm.
It will take some time before we start marketing them. Because people just don't plan for events 15 days or 20 days in advance.
Mm-hmm.
They do months in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that we do will take at least 3 months to 4 months before events start happening.
We might only see it next year then.
Only next year that we'll be able to see the results.
And does that confirm that you haven't seen any forward bookings yet? No one's being brave enough to book a bigger event?
No. At this moment, we do not have any bookings for this year, but we do have some queries from our customers.
Oh, you have some queries at least.
Okay.
Perhaps there is some intention there.
Yes, definitely. And those are for the early part of 2021.
Okay, well, I know we're still trying to navigate this new normal for the tourism industry, but what is your personal outlook? You know, how long do you see before your own company recovers from this huge setback?
Okay, all going well. In the current pace of opening and seeing signs of improvement in the neighboring countries, we are hopeful that early 2021 in the first quarter will bring to 50% of the normal position. And hopefully, if there is no further escalation of situation and then with the vaccine coming in, I think that by mid of 2021, it should be normal. All the flights and all the activities should start happening. And we are also looking forward to that. And we are praying very hard that it should happen. It should not take much time beyond that period.
Well, we certainly wish you well.
We are also praying because we also want to get out of here.
And we're encouraging everyone to go check out those islands in southern Singapore.
People should do that. Yeah. People, see, Singapore is a very small country, right? You cannot keep on sitting inside the homes. It will make you very depressed. Most of the industries are in difficulty. So understanding that and coming out and helping each other within the community will help a lot more as a country. And this country is very adaptable. And I'm very happy, in spite of the worst of the situation, we have been able to keep ourselves alive and then looking forward to a better situation. And we have to work much harder towards the new opening and make it a doubly success to bring back Singapore into the forefront of business in this region.
That is very well put. We've been speaking with Balaji Narayanan, who is Director of Millennium Tours and Travel. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.